The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's morning show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Well, actually, the Holiday Doc is not with us because at this moment in time, he is basking in a big jacuzzi surrounded by pink champagne. So Joe Supple isn't here today, but we've got an able substitute, and that is John Spollin from Cassidy Travel. You're very welcome, John.
Thank you, Declan. And Joe must have got advance warning, I think, of the weather that's going to be here today and this week, and probably hopefully not for the weekend. But as I was driving out here this morning on the M50, I could see the snow on the hills of County Wicklow, so...
Yeah, he must have. I mean,
I hope he's enjoying himself.
He's one of these guys that knows the weather ahead and he gets out of town.
Yes.
Anyway, indeed. Best of luck, Joe. So you're here, John. How are things? How's the business at the moment? This sort of weather prompt people to...
It does, yes.
Have a look.
Yeah, as we say, it titillates the taste buds for getting away to the sunshine, and we all need a little bit of sun, and who knows what the weather's going to be like for the rest of the year in Ireland. You know, the long-term weather forecast is finding very difficult to predict now, and go away with the old farmer's almanac, but certainly for the next week or two it doesn't look great, and there's a little bit of an increase in people looking to escape last minute.
Right, to do it, and of course people who escape, fair play to them that they have that facility to actually just go. Yeah. But I mean, it's now into March, and we think of snow, skiing. Is skiing just seasonal, or does it happen in March?
Skiing happens until possibly the end of March and early April in certain destinations. Austria is very, very good. France is very good, but you need to go more high to get the ski at this moment in time, the snow, and to get the conditions, you need to be fairly high up now. So there's a limited number of resorts that you can go to get fairly high up, but the experienced skier knows that, but they live in hope with getting a dump of snow in the next week or two in most of those resorts in Austria, and if not, they have the snow machines and everything else. It's not quite the same, but there's still a good bit of fun, and it's still very energetic.
So if you've booked ahead and suddenly the weather gets warmer in those destinations, they have facilities.
Yes, they have the facilities. They've invested. Yeah, it's a huge business skiing for these countries, and they've invested quite a lot of millions in machines and snowmaking equipment to be able to cope with any thing the weather throws at you. But if you go high up, high altitude skiing, you'll get the snow up there.
Right. Now, Patrick's weekend is coming up, and Mother's Day is on the Sunday. It's incorporated sort of into that. Easter will be with us in April, early April. So do people look to those particular occasions to book, or they say, that's going to be a bit expensive around those, I'll leave it to another time perhaps?
Well, we just over International Women's Day yesterday, and Mother's Day coming up it's the 27th of March this year, and it usually falls on a Sunday, so it's a proper tradition, it's a popular tradition, I'd say, to celebrate Mother's Day, especially in Ireland. And it's no surprise, you know, gives us all a chance to express that love and gratitude that we have for our mothers, our grandmothers, newly motherhood mums, or somebody who proudly dotes on their children or grandchildren, and maybe even the modern day mother warrior queen. So some of the options that you have, you could, if you have not got the Mother's Day surprise gift, you could always purchase a gift voucher, which would allow you to maybe as a family get together and pool your resources and pool your money and buy a reasonably priced gift voucher. And if your mother's into flowers, the Chelsea Flower Show is something to go at. A mini cruise will be something to think about. Or thinking way ahead, there's some great value for shopping in New York, but it's January 2024.
But look at the dollar.
Well, there's still very good value in traveling there. And for next January, which is you know, a good distance away, but it's something to look forward to. The Chelsea Flower Show is on the 25th of May, and I know an awful lot of green-fingered mums around the country would relish a trip to the Chelsea Flower Show. And you can do a two-night stay, four-star hotel, and a day's entry to the Chelsea Flower Show for around €495 per person, based on two sharing. Or I was talking to our Natalie in our Dundrum shop and Lee in our Liffey Valley shop this morning, and I was asking, trending at this moment in time are cruises.
Cruises? To where?
And you can do a cruise for a girls' trip. Cruises.
They don't bring the fellas along.
They don't bring the fellas along. So you can go from fly to Barcelona, yeah, visit Marseille, Genoa, Palma, and flying come back into Barcelona. It's a mini cruise, and it's with 5 nights, balcony cabin, full board, and a premium drinks package. So it's important to get the premium drinks package, and it includes the gratuities as well. So around, all in for around €900. So really good value, and that's going out around towards the end of the summer, maybe September, October, November time.
Right.
So good value on that.
So Mediterranean type of thing.
But the gift card is really good.
Yeah, because you can spend it then at any time. So these cruises, anyway, you know, whereabouts in the Mediterranean are cruises going?
Well, they go all over, but certainly the most popular ones are probably flying into Barcelona, and then visiting the different countries around, because it's a cruise is several countries in one go. So on this one that I'm talking about here, it goes to Marseille in France, it goes to Genoa in Italy, Palma. And then the Mallorca island and Palma, the city.
Over that side. And do you have any in the Adriatic?
Yes, they do a few in the Adriatic, but the most popular ones are further down, down to Greece, down around Turkey and Greece and that area, because obviously there's a lot of history and culture down around there, which you can take up on as well.
Greek islands and
Greek islands, yeah, very popular this year.
And all that.
Cruise. And then there's the international ones, of course, where you fly into Miami and do the cruise around the Caribbean and everything else. And as we look out on the weather there, you'd love to be in those destinations.
So listen, these, you know, we've heard stories of people out of the traps after the pandemic, and they're booking all over the place, and the Dublin airport was overwhelmed and all sorts of things happening. I mean, has it calmed down, or are things still very popular for 2023?
People are still travelling, and it's got much easier to transgress through the airports, check in, and security and everything else. It's easier to get through, less, you know, there's no concern about, you know, the queues, the long queues that were out there and everything else. But travel is, you know, it's great for people. One of the reasons to travel, I suppose, there are several reasons to travel. One is that it's adventurous, and it's about discovering new places and sites. It actually, and also travel rejuvenates the body and spirit, and after the pandemic, we need that, and not just physically, but mentally. You have shared memories as well. If you're traveling with your family, or you're traveling with your friends in a golfing or a four-ball, or, you know, or you take a cruise, it's got shared memories. And I think they're irreplaceable. And also, you get a chance to make new friends. You know, sometimes the best part of travel is meeting the people you meet along the way, whether it's locals, when you soak up the culture locally, or you meet them on the ship or on board the aircraft, or, you know, just in the pub or the restaurant, whatever. And booking travel, I suppose, is probably best done through a travel agent, I would think, you know, because they have all the experience and all the advice.
And you're bonded, and that's it.
And you're bonded, yes.
But are there deals, basically, is their bottom line here? What's the story? Is there deals out there?
There are always deals. And as I say, I think if you can be flexible or adaptable, I think, and to find the best prices, if you go midweek, or you go early morning, go late in the evening time, a couple of last minute deals I have to hand here, especially maybe for Mother's breaks. You can go to Amsterdam on the 20th of March, 2-night package from around $249 per person. Paris, another popular destination, city destination, again, 22nd of March, flying out of Dublin, 2-night package, 3-star hotel. the city that everybody loves, Paris, that's, as I say, around €220 oh, per good. Person.
So you can get the old deals and things like that.
They are there, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Joe has been recently in the Canaries, of all places. What about the Canaries? You hear a lot of people go to Lanzarote and Gran Canaria and Fuerteventura, all these places.
Joe's had a great few weeks. I know, yeah, he was there about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I think he was in Lanzarote for a couple of weeks. He was complaining that the weather wasn't as good as it would be in Dubai or Abu Dhabi or UAE, where I think he is at this moment. That's about 33 degrees. The average temperatures around the Canary Islands at this moment in time range between 22 to 27 degrees, and then going up further as it goes into the summer. But Lanzarote, one of the most popular destinations for Irish travellers, along with Tenerife and Gran Canaria. And daily flights, all of the airlines go into those three destinations. Very, very popular this time of year because it gives you more or less guaranteed warmth, not always the sunshine, but guaranteed warmth and very little rain, if any at all. And it's obviously quite inexpensive if you're in these destinations, because eating out and drinking and, you know, having the nice cocktail and everything else on the beach, beers on the beach, you know, sitting beside a pool, you know, lovely atmosphere, food, very inexpensive.
Yeah, so
when you compare it to other destinations.
I hear it's still inexpensive. But just let's finish on Joe and Dubai and, you know, going to places like that or faraway places, even out to the Caribbean or somewhere, you know, long haul-y type of, I mean, is it worth going, you know, that's embarking on that long journey?
Well, in some cases we've come across where it's less expensive to go to the likes of Dominican Republic than it is to go to a similar five-star resort, all-inclusive, in Spain or Portugal or even Greece. So return flights going out on the 29th of August this year to Dominican Republic, and airport transfers, the whole package, five-star hotel, adults-only hotel as well, from under €1,800 per person, booked well in advance. The Maldives, fantastic destination for couples, quintessential honeymoon destination. Very, very pleasant place to be, very warm. People are lovely, friendly. Around €2,500 per person from Dublin, travelling in around September. So there are great bargains to be had on long haul, what we call long haul destinations. A lot of culture, a lot of experience. You can go to Singapore and then spend some time in Bali. That's another very popular one, as well as the Caribbean, the Barbados and St. Lucia. And obviously for a shorter trip, Dubai or Abu Dhabi, with several airlines going there, Emirates, Etihad, Turkish Airlines, can get you there, and loads of different packages based on different quality hotels and different areas in that region, but certainly well worth thinking about anyway. And I must say, we've had a huge number of inquiries for the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, which is in November. So that's really very good.
Okay, good to talk to you as always. John Spullin there, stepping into the rather large loafers you'd wear probably around the beach of Joe Supple from Cassidy Travel. Thanks very much indeed, John.
Thanks.
for coming in. Thank you. That's John Spullin there.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.